1. Begin transmission.
It's 6:08 a.m. That can't possibly be right. No, it's not. It's 19:30 UTC. Check your clocks if you don't believe me. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, the Dubious Goals Committee. Wow, what's our dubious goal for tonight? Yes, it is actually nighttime, locally. And I think we might have to do some exploratory work. We have to do a check for buns. See if we can start playing nocturnal bun patrol. Last time we went out, we did not see any buns, so buns just aren't doing bun stuff yet. So tonight, although we will not be technically playing nocturnal bun patrol, we're still going to go out and see if we can't find some buns. So let's go. Leaving the studio here, and we'll walk into the living room. Here's Pippa. What are you doing? You chasing bugs, or are you just being weird? Okay, that's good, kitty. I don't know what she's doing. Okay, put on my shoes here. Always conveniently placed by the door. Walk out the door into the garage. Open the garage door. Grab the garage door opener out of my car so we can get back into the house. There it is. Close the garage door. Walk out the garage. Lower the garage door behind me. Oh, and it's a beautiful time of night. It's very cool. It's very dark. My neighbor's over here outside, leaning into her boyfriend's car and making out. It's not all that late tonight. I actually am walking out the door at about, I didn't see exactly what time it is, but it's about 12:30. Actually, it's a little bit after that. Midnight 30. And I need to be back by 1 a.m. because there is a Australian football game on tonight, and I don't want to miss that. I don't have a lot of chances to see those, only a few times a year, and I try to take advantage of every time they're on and watch what's going on. I am in fact looking around at the same time up and down the streets. I don't see any buns. I've been thinking about rabbits all day because I saw a whole bunch when I was out walking around earlier today. Where did I go today? I can't remember. Oh, I went to Tranquility Park and Herrenhaven. It was a nice and cool day, but it was very windy. Again, it's been pretty windy during the days, the last couple of days. And right now, of course, it's just a really nice Stille Nacht. Stille Nacht is the German title of the song you know as Silent Night. I'm starting to approach the church property. Are we going to get any buns on the lawn up here? I'm looking. I thought I saw something, but no, apparently not. Apparently I did not see what I thought I saw, which of course was a bun. Not a bun. I can hear a bunch of crickets. You can probably hear them too. I'm noticing that the lights aren't on at the church, and by the lights, I mean they have these two big ol' halogen spotlights that
point up to their cross. They don't have a steeple here at Holy Cross Lutheran Church. They just have, you know, a wedge-shaped building with a big cross on it at the top. And I'm, now that I think about it, the last time we walked by here, like 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, when we were out looking for buns, they didn't have these lights on either. I'm glad, because I'm a big person against, that was poorly phrased. Do I even speak English? I'm not a fan of light pollution. And Omaha's not terrible for light pollution, but like any decent enough sized city, yeah, there is some. And I just cannot stand it when people point super bright lights just up into the air. What's the point of that? You know what I'm saying? Huh. I've turned the corner. And frankly, I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you. To not find any buns in this lawn anywhere. How big is this lawn? Altogether, they've probably got 2 acres of grass, and there's usually just buns running around in here. Why there is no buns? Little bunny Fufu is not hopping around the church. Wait, is that something? No. That's just a little tuft of leaves in the grass. Looked like it might have been something, but no dice. I do love dice. All right, come on. Come on, buns. Where's all my buns? I got to find me some buns. Some bunny rabbits. Where's my crazy rabbits? I don't see them anywhere. Well, I'll tell you this much, though. I am enjoying this nice, cool air. It is actually cooler outside than it is in my house. And I think I have my house at 72 right now. 72 degrees Fahrenheit. On the Fahrenheit scale. And it's probably like 68 out here. It's a beautiful thing. So I've got my house all opened up, trying to air it out. And although I don't see any buns, you know, everybody's LED lawn ornaments are glowing nicely and changing colors, and there's just tons on this street. You know, those little walkway lights that are solar charged and then they just drain until they run out of charge. You know, we have some mighty long days, although I don't even want to think about it because it occurs to me that the days are getting shorter now. The summer solstice has passed. And that's okay. Just gotta not think about it. I prefer long days, but yeah, it's still long enough. Anyway, the long days make sure that all these little lawn ornaments get fully charged up. So it's like I'm being treated to some kind of ground-level LED light show. Woohoo! That's always fun. What's that sound? I hear a strange sound coming from the ravine. It's like, weak, weak. Is it a bird? It's a strange time for a bird to be chirping. But maybe it's a dude. It's not a marmot. That doesn't sound quite right. And plus, the sounds are too frequent. These sounds are happening every 3 seconds or so. Oh, now I don't hear it anymore. There it is. Yeah, they're about 4 or 5 seconds apart, these little squeaks. Huh. Alright, I'm down the hill, turning again. And, oh, there's a cricket in this bush somewhere. I got too close and spooked him. Oh, this isn't a bush. You know what this is? This is catnip. Which, what a coincidence. when I was out and about, I was messing around in my yard a little bit today, and I noticed my catnip was growing fairly well, so I grabbed a few leaves and I rubbed them between my hands to get all that lovely catnip essential oil all over my hands, and I rubbed some on my legs. And then I walked back into my house. My cat came running up to me. Meow, meow, hi, how are you? What are you doing? And I said, well, hello, dinkets. And I started petting her. She smelled the stuff on my hands, and I started rubbing her face, and she started going into, you know, full catnip reaction, and it was hilarious because, you know, she just flops down on the ground because she's a rag doll, and they flop. Oh, wait, what's that? No, no, that's nothing. Yeah, so I rubbed the petalactone all over my cat's face. She flops on the ground and she starts flopping back and forth, you know, halfway rolling over, just going back and forth, and purring really loud. And then she jumped up and ran out of the room, ran back into the room, started rubbing up against my legs. Right where I rubbed the catnip. She starts licking my leg and starts getting nutty again, and she flopped down on my foot and she started rolling over on my feet, and I was petting her up, and she jumped up and she ran upstairs. And I don't know what happened. Oh, she jumped up on her bucket. I could hear it, you know, ka-dunk. And then ka-dunk, she jumped off her bucket and ran back downstairs to me. Started flopping on the floor again. Then she wanted to try to eat my fingers because, you know, they got catnip all over them. And then she wandered off a little bit longer, a little bit after that, and she went to take a nap. Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay. This is trippy. Okay, yeah, then my cat went and take a nap in her box. There's a cardboard box, you know, for a case of paper sitting in my living room. She just loves to sleep in it. Okay, I'm standing under a tree. Oh, it smells really nice. It's just bursting with all these little flowers. And they're not even 30 centimeters away from my nose. And there's just a boatload of moths flying around these flowers, presumably eating. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh hell, 8, 9 dozens. Oh my god, now that I kind of see in the light, there's a street light across the street. This place, this tree is just crawling with little moths. The kind that we used to call millers. I think that's a moth, a miller moth. Wow, there's just boatloads of them. It's crazy. And the tree smells really nice. I would make candy out of those flowers if I knew how to, you know, extract flower flavor. Oh, and here's a truck driving by. How lovely. I am walking along the ravine that I'm always going down into. I'm not seeing any action, no buns or anything. I thought I heard something moving around in there while I was looking at all those moths. So that was cool. What else we got out here? All right, I'm coming up to the cross street, and at this intersection are these storm drains where I very often see raccoons climbing in and out of. So, I just kicked a stick. We're going to sneak up here real quietly, see if we can find any snoods in the storm drains. Yeah, nope. No snoodlers hiding in here tonight. Oh well. We tried. Still shocked we haven't seen any rabbits. What's going on over at the golf course? Nothing. Nothing. Okay. Is it just me? Or is it a little bit weird that we have come out looking for buns on two nights? Haven't found any. I mean, at least the last time we were out, we saw a raccoon right before we had to go back inside. And I'm coming around a bend here. The street curves. Here comes a car going mighty fast. So maybe he's coming back from the bar. It's a little early for that, but who knows. Kind of thought I saw something going on up here, but you know, dude wise, but apparently, oh no, it's just a trash can lid laying in the middle of these people's lawn. I saw the edge of it coming around the bend there. I didn't turn up the street I normally turn up. I'm kind of walking the extra long route today, just in an effort to spot more buns, or at least one bun. And we're not going to get any buns tonight? This is crazy. Where's all the buns? Yeah, I'm looking across the street. There's a big, wide open field, which is, you know, in the back of a school. There's an elementary school by my house. There's two schools by my house, each equidistant from my house. In one direction I have an elementary school, and in the other direction I have a junior high school named after J. Sterling Morton, a very famous Nebraskan. I've mentioned him before. If you've ever heard of Arbor Day, he's the guy that invented it. And as I walk past these people's driveway, there's an odd piece of equipment on a trailer in their driveway. I can't tell if it's a still. It looks like a still. Oh, no, as I work my way around it, it's some kind of very interesting... Oh, it's not a barbecue. It's a smoker. Okay. Now, to a lot of people, a barbecue and a smoker are the same thing. I'll just tell you right now that they're not. Take my word for it. But we have a lot of smokers in my neighborhood. And at any given time, you can often smell them going. So we know there's this guy. There's a guy up here around the corner in another 50 yards up the street. And then there was, of course, the guy who used to live across the street from me, who had... who had the coolest barbecue. It was made to look like a cow, or bull, I should say. And it was really cool because the smoke came out of the bull's horns. And he was a barbecue nut. He even had a step van that he converted into a food truck that he sold his barbecue out of. And he managed to do that for a year or two. And then unfortunately his life sort of fell apart. He ended up having to sell his barbecue truck and he moved. He was a pretty cool guy. I used to go over. It was really convenient. I could just walk out of my house, walk across the street, you know, get a half a pound of barbecue from him. And I would hang out with him all the time and talk to him. He was cool. Yeah, this is the other house with a smoker. And their smoker is not out, but they've got all the wood here stacked up in their driveway. They just had their house painted in the last... What was that, yesterday? I think it was yesterday. I didn't even notice. The house is sort of this pink color. and they repainted it to be a slightly hotter pink. And then they painted all the trim, like the gutters, the downspouts, and the window frames, and all the other bits of trim, this nice, bright, lipstick cherry red. And I know, I realize that probably sounds pretty obnoxious, and it kind of is, but I like it. There's a lot of traffic here tonight, and I'm actually walking back up my street towards my house. My house is about 100 yards away. Call it 90 meters. And my neighbor, my new neighbor, these are in fact the people who moved into the guy's house that I was just talking about. She's still talking to her boyfriend. Her boyfriend is sitting out in front of the house in his car. The lights are on. Maybe they're scaring away all the buns. Because I still haven't seen one. What the hell's going on? How can this be? I know that there's lots of rabbits, because I've seen plenty of rabbits this year so far, including a bunch that I saw earlier today. I saw at least four this morning when I was out running around doing my weird stuff. But I'm just not seeing any buns. Huh. Well, I guess that means we're not going to be playing Nocturnal Bun Patrol anytime this week. Well, I guess that's just as well. It's probably going to be hot. And you know, I'm thinking maybe all the buns are hiding because they think there's going to be a storm. I think the pressure dropped earlier today, but I have no idea why the buns aren't out. I'm about to step into my driveway. Here we are. I'm opening the garage door. And that's always exciting. The blue light is on in my garage and the strobe light is going off. Boom, 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 boom. Wow, my garage is a hell of a lot warmer than the outside. Close the garage door behind me. Put my garage door opener back in my car. And we'll walk into the living room here. And who's hanging out? Is there any kitties in here? No, there's no kitties in here. Is my game on yet? It's at a commercial, so apparently it isn't on quite yet. That's good. Oh, and here's my baby sitting on her step. I'm sitting on the top step of the stairs looking down. Hi. Who's a good Newchums? Are you a good Benooch? Yeah, smell the microphone. Yeah. Oh, so exciting. How come you're not sitting on your bucket waiting for dudes to come and visit us? And Kitty says, oh, there's no dudes. Walk into my back door, turning on the light. Yeah, there's no dudes back here on the deck tonight. And the current temperature is, yeah, it's about 67 or 68 degrees, according to the thermometer on my back porch. So, isn't that exciting? Why, yes. Yes, it is. Back down the stairs we go. And let's see, who's playing? The teams are running out onto the field. One of the guys is carrying his kids. That's always cool. And it looks like we're going to have Collingswood versus Port Arthur. And then the super late game is BL versus GWS. What is BL and GWS? I don't know. So, yeah, they're talking to the coach guy, and it'll be another 5 minutes or so before they kick this game off, which, ironically, does not start with a kickoff. That's right. If you've never seen Australian rules football, or footy as it is known, the game
starts when the umpire slash referee some guys go to the middle of the field, and there's a circle at the middle of the field, and only so many guys are allowed in there. I don't know the exact rules. And then the umpire referee guy, he takes the ball and he holds it. It's an oblate ball, and he holds it by the ends, and he throws it down on the ground as hard as he can, and it bounces up, you know, 3 or 4 meters. And then the guys in the circle jump up in the air and sort of fight for it. Not dissimilar to an NBA, what do they call that? The tip-off. But instead of just throwing it straight up in the air, they bounce it off the ground. So I always thought that was pretty cool. What else we got going on out here? What time is it anyway?
It's 6:36 a.m.
No, that ain't right.
Okay, let's sit down here in front of the computer. And I gotta check my my forum before I go to bed. And I gotta do it now before the game starts, because after the game ends, I'm probably gonna go to sleep. So, what's happening on Terra Genesis? Are we gonna find some spammers? Are we gonna find some guys building new projects? Well, of course we are. Oh, and that reminds me, I had a great idea. I've got all these empty isopropyl alcohol bottles, and they're square, and they have these funny edges to them, and I thought, you know, if I cut the top off and cut the bottom off, these would make great towers for the corners of some kind of castle. And so I started thinking, oh, I'll cut some foam, make some walls, and I'll butt them up against theirs, and I'll make a little cat. Oh, that reminds me of something else. I went out to eat with my parents tonight, and they said, hey, meet us at Jim and Jenny's, you know, the Greek restaurant in my neighborhood that you've heard so much about. And I've actually heard shows from Jim and Jenny's. And I found a great piece of pink foam. Some, what is it, Owens Corning Foamular extruded polystyrene, 2 inches thick. Probably about 3 square feet, or, you know, half a square meter. Oh, it's great. It was kind of rough around the edges and everything, but I can trim that up. What am I going to make? I don't know. It's really thick. I guess I could use it as part of that dungeon I'm making for Lily, but Brian hasn't given me any times when we're going to play Dungeons & Dragons, so I don't know why I'm still worried about it. Anyway. So here's Terra Genesis. Do we have any spam here that needs to be dealt with? Oh, this guy. Look at this guy. He's made some really cool industrial conveyors. He laser cut all this stuff. Yeah, there's some laser cutter nuts on here that just do some really amazing work. Oh, and here's Abelman is still working on his BattleTech hex map. There's this one guy who makes hex maps out of foam. They're three-dimensional and they're absolutely mind-boggling. What else do we got on here? No responses to my post about my game. Oh, and we do have a new member, but he's not a spammer. I know this guy. He was actually a member of the old Terra Genesis. We had to move and start a new website for various reasons a couple years ago, and now this is one of the old guys coming back. All right, well, that's cool. You know, at least I don't have to clear out any spam. So, anyway, it's probably a good time for me to say something along the lines of, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. We did not spot any buns tonight, and that's kind of depressing, but oh, I'm sure we'll have plenty of buns soon enough. I just don't know if we're going to have cool enough weather to go out and look for them. I don't know. But anyway, I got to get out of here. I got to go watch my game. I think I heard it start. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー。
This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my own